This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Your guess is as good as mine on the way. The category is influential rappers and your top 10 favorite Halloween candies. But first time for a few emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
All right, a few from our random question on the subject of how fast have I gone. Guys, I was on the back of my boyfriend's Suzuki 1000. He took me 180 on the floating bridge at 4 a.m. in the morning. That from Anna, who I'm glad is still around.
And held on tight, yes.
As far as Jack in the Box tacos are concerned, not that I'm making six figures now, but there were times I had to really make things work. One night on a date with the ex, I went on a drive-thru at Jack in the Box. We put together all of our change to get the two-for-one tacos to share in the parking lot and stayed together for 6 years after that. That from Bacon. As far as The Shining and the hotel up on Mount Hood.
Yeah.
Guys, they have the axe from the movie. It was hanging on the wall, but kept falling off. Now it's behind the desk if you ask to see it. That from Brian. As far as the worst drinking water everywhere or anywhere, San Diego has the worst water I've ever had. Another California location. It's getting battered on the taste of their water today.
Water sucks.
As far as what do you buy at the liquor store? What I buy at the liquor store is Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey.
Oh,
thanks, Vicky
boy.
B. Men's Room Gold, Bud Light, and or Rainier Beer. That from Rainier. You guys have all done this peanut butter whiskey. Have you done this yet, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
I have not tasted it.
It's becoming a problem.
How many did your wife buy?
Well, she bought one. It was last week she came in and she said, hey, man, I was at the liquor store. God bless her.
I got to try this.
She was like, have you heard of this before? I said, I've heard of it. I have tried it. She goes, I'd never heard you bring it up. Is it good? I said, listen, again, one of the things you've wanted me to do is drink less because I drink voraciously. And I said, I did not bring it up. You're about to find out why. So she took a sip, looked at me. That bottle was gone that night. This
weekend, how was she doing the next day?
Oh, we both felt like crap. But this weekend, we had two bottles. There is still about three-fourths of a bottle left.
Okay. All right.
Right. And me and two friends finished off a bottle of it last weekend as well.
Right. I mean, it's once you open, man, it's like Pringles. You open it, you're going to consume
it. You finished
it.
Off the entire bottle between three people?
Yes.
It's not hard to do, man. It does not hit like whiskey. Look.
That's what I'm saying. How did you feel? Were you
you feel like you drank a lot of whiskey.
Were you messed up?
But,
well, yeah. I mean, we were up for a while. I mean, but still, like the next morning, I was like, oh, man, I know I like this stuff, but geez, we drink a whole bottle.
You
I mean,
would
listen,
not,
it's that good.
It is. You
That's
wouldn't normally
problem.
Drink that much whiskey. So
yeah.
The problem is, like, you're going to get drunk because you're drinking whiskey. The problem is this whiskey tastes so good. It's like a treat, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you have to give away for Halloween, guys? One year, my boyfriend and I forgot to buy Halloween candy, so we pulled together stupid gag gifts he had. One was a switchblade that's a comb. We just threw them in a bowl and turned off the lights, and at one point, this kid at the top of his lungs yelled, everyone, this house has toys, run! That from Allison. As we move on to the birthdays, boo bitches, I wanted to wish my girlfriend a very happy golden 26th birthday. Could you give her some of Thrill's gets, and could Coach Ted tell her how to carve her pumpkin? Thanks, guys. That from Brandon.
Get!
When carving pumpkins, there's one important thing to remember. You gotta get that weird little knife that's all squiggly. Yeah, it's got the orange handle. It almost looks like a pumpkin. I don't know what those are called. I haven't carved a pumpkin in years. But give it the old school triangle eyes.
Old school, tried and true, yeah.
If I carve a pumpkin, that's all you're getting.
All of it shows my good friend Ryan is hitting his dirty 30 today. He could use a big old bong rip and the dirty Germans wishing him a happy 30th. Also give a shout out to KGW and to Kiss Grandpa's Whiskers. Thanks, guys. That from Zach.
Yeah, for your birthday, I would suggest something similar to what your friend said, but that would say to kiss grandma's whiskers. And not your grandmother, but somebody's grandmother.
Yeah, it's, you know, such families, they all have whiskers, even the grandmas.
Yeah.
It's crazy. This grandma has a better beard than I do.
Guys, I forget every year, but not this year. It is my 38th birthday. Needless to say, this year has sucked, but it's making a turnaround. Would love to hear some Baltimore Miles and the Skinless Bangers, guys, wishing me a happy birthday, talking about my snatch and clean and jerk for weightlifting. Thanks, and love you guys. You keep me laughing through it all. That from Johnny. He would love to hear Baltimore Miles talk about my snatch and clean. All right, yeah. Here's what you want to do. First thing you want to do, Johnny, is you want to get a snatch. I'd recommend going down the ocean. As far as cleaning yourself, don't worry about that. Come back home, and you're probably going to have to jerk. So there's your weightlifting lesson right there. That's all I got. That's what you do.
Yeah, no, it worked.
Get down the ocean. I would like to wish one of the coolest MFers ever met, BJ, a happy 53rd birthday. It's great to have a birthday, BJ, followed by your penis is too small, and an I just said that. Thank you, guys. That from Tommy.
I just said that.
Guys,
did you see that picture somebody emailed us about getting stung?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow. With a shut eye. That was terrible. Yeah. Guys, our birthday shout out to my daddy, Doug. He married my mom when I was 3 years old, even though he's technically my stepfather. I never thought of him as anything other than my dad. I'm sure every little girl thinks her dad is the smartest guy in the world and can fix or build anything. But with mine, it's actually true. I have many cherished memories with him, such as staying up late, watching horror movies together when I was a kid, and as an adult, making fun of my mom together, right in front of her before she got her hearing aids. That was fun. Dad, thank you for everything you've done and will continue to do for me. I love you. And now, to keep the sentimental moment going, can you get an inspirational quote from Miles? Thanks, guys. That from Denise. Let's see what we got here. All right, Daddy Doug. Just remember, never let anyone treat you like a yellow starburst. You are a pink starburst, damn it. You like starburst, don't you, Dad?
I do. You know, I don't mind the lemon one.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Yaz, a dirty German, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
It's going to get tested online for your guesses as good as mine. We'll take caller 9 now at 206-421-ROCK. Couple extra emails. Subject is the McDonald's ice cream machine. Former employee. Do you guys see where the somebody put out an app that lets you know where all the broken McDonald's ice cream machines are?
No. If it's after 10, it's
they
broken.
Really did. But Joel would like to address the ice cream machine situation based off my own experiences. McDonald's was my first job growing up. I stayed there for about 8 years, working there, being in college and out of high school. Well, in that eight-year period, I can count on one hand how many times our ice cream machine actually broke down. The issue that people have, whether they come by, is that when we clean it, we have to say it's down because the machine needs to be cleaned once a day due to dairy and the bacteria. We pick the time based on our product stat sheet. We would always try to clean it during the predicted least busy ice cream times. Rock on, guys. That from JC. Hola, guys. Subject is sewage water slide. I work for Pierce County Wastewater Maintenance. I was told of a story yesterday as we were looking into the manhole incident. It was a 40-inch forest main line that takes sewage directly to the treatment plant at Chambers Bay. We are talking a rushing river of sewage. Back in the early 2010s, a contractor unhooked from his harness to reach across the hole for a tool.
Oh, no.
He slipped in and fell. Rode the lines for 30 minutes until he was luckily found and grabbed down at the treatment plant. So basically, he rode an S-slide halfway down Chambers Bay Hill.
That is awful.
That's disgusting.
I'm so glad that's not me.
Subject is dangerous.
He wasn't
jobs.
Even in jail.
I know.
Guys, I realized that my job was dangerous when I saw another machine operator get all the fingers cut off her left hand when a brake on a brake press failed.
Ooh.
That from Robert.
All the fingers?
All of them, Ted.
Mm-hmm. As far as dangerous jobs, guys, my buddy is a truck driver. He ironically hauls live and dead chickens and various egg products. I believe he was on I-5 earlier this year when out of nowhere, this bald eagle decided to dive bomb his semi-truck and crash straight into the windshield. The eagle got stuck halfway through. Eagle was dazed and limped at first, but then frantically tried to break free of the windshield. After some time, the eagle successfully broke free and flew off. But not before he got an insane picture. Attached is the picture. It is 100% real, and unfortunately, I don't have the original before it was made into a meme, but nonetheless, it is incredible. The eagle was okay. Love the show. Thanks, guys. That from Devin, and let's see here. One more. Who'd you live with? Greetings to the greatest show in all the land. I let my ex move in with me because I needed a roommate and she needed a new place near work. It had been years since we lived together, and apparently she had tried to get her mind right with her doctor. She was on Ambien, two different antidepressants, two antipsychotics, and a 1/5 of 360 vodka a day. She usually had...
That couldn't have been doctor prescribed.
Usually had two or three boyfriends at a time, so there was always drama. After she moved out, I read an article about drugs that people are on when they commit mass shootings. She was on four of the top five. Wow. I was lucky to wake up every day. LARP on and stay awesome, guys. That from the local IT guy, a.k.a. the High Plains Drifter, a.k.a. another fan yelling into his radio. All right, time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant on the line, then you pick from one of two categories, and you try to get as many questions right in each said category before three strikes hang up. So, Steve, who is our contestant ready to play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
I'll be honest with you, Miles. I don't know her at all, but she says her name is Lisa. Hello, Lisa. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Ladies and welcome to the program. Your guess is as good as mine. Your categories today, we have the 10 most popular candies on Halloween. Mm. And then we have the 10 most influential rap groups of all times. So do you want to go Halloween candy or do you want to go rap here on Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
Halloween candy.
Halloween candy it is. All right, Lisa, you know that we play the game. There are 10 correct answers here. You need to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. So as far as the most popular candies on Halloween, what is your first guess?
Hershey's
bars, number 6.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Classic Hershey bars.
That's the only time I ever get them is Halloween. Mm-hmm.
They have the dark, they have the regular, they have the almond and the crackle. Is that the pack I'm thinking of?
But yeah, but I always get that little pack around the holidays.
Sure, they do well right about now, but I feel like after that, just a plain Hershey bar just doesn't happen.
Oh, welcome
okay,
back.
Lisa. You're one for one. These are the 10 most popular candies for Halloween. What's next?
Reese's peanut butter cups.
Reese's peanut butter cups is number one. That is your all-time favorite Halloween candy. Hands down. I don't know anyone that ever said, I hate peanut butter cups.
Idiots. Liars.
You know what the worst of them is? You know what the worst is?
What?
When someone tricks you and they give you a mallow cup.
Oh, I know.
And you think it's a peanut butter cup, but it's really just filled with marshmallow cream.
Ugh. I hated those.
Ugh.
That was my trade bait.
That was terrible. All right, Lisa, you're 2 for 2 with Reese's and Hershey's. What's your next guess?
Crunch bar.
Like,
not on the list.
Although I agree with you 100%, man.
Mm-hmm. You gotta go, you gotta think like Snickers, Twix, Kit Kat.
I am correct in saying that a crunch bar is merely a Hershey bar with rice,
dried rice, yeah.
With Rice Krispies in it.
False. That's a crackle bar.
What is the crunch?
Nestle.
Yeah, but it's still the same thing, right?
Nestle.
Yeah. But it's the same thing, right? Yeah. It's just the puffy rice.
Right, it's Rice Krispies.
Well,
and
sure.
Oh,
saying,
you said Hershey. Okay.
Said Hershey.
All right.
It's a different company, man.
Okay. All right, Lisa, these are the 10 most popular candies on Halloween. You've got Hershey Bar correct and Reese's Cup. What's your next guess?
Well, I think I heard somebody say Snickers already.
Mm-hmm.
Is that...
Well, you haven't done it yet. Would
that was
like
my suggestion,
Snickers?
Is yeah. that you say Snickers.
Okay, well, then I agree. Snickers.
Number 7.
Yeah.
Not my favorite, but it just doesn't bring any excitement to me.
I've
had one in my golf bag for 6 months, still haven't eaten it.
I feel like because people get Snickers all the time, right?
The Milky Way world, the Three Musketeer world, the Snickers world doesn't do anything for me.
I feel like Snickers is top 3 when it comes to Halloween candy.
Okay. I mean, it's not that I'm disappointed in it. It's chocolate. I will eat it.
And it has peanuts?
Yeah, it's just
caramel.
Nougat.
Nougat's big.
All right, Lisa, you got 3. Snickers, Hershey bars, and Reese's. What is your next guess?
How about Mounds or... Yeah.
You got the Mounds Almond Joy family?
Mounds?
Yeah.
Do you want to rethink this?
I don't like them. I was just trying to go for what people might like.
No one likes those.
No chance. Let's think like popular ones, like Twix or Kit Kats.
Some people are saying Tootsie Rolls. Now, look, I'm torn. I know a lot of people like Tootsie Rolls, but I just don't understand how. I don't know how anyone can like a Tootsie Roll.
It's also say M&M's.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I was losing my brain for a second, and I was like, Butterfinger.
You want to guess Butterfinger?
Yeah.
Number 9.
All right.
That is your 9th favorite Halloween candy. So far, you've got 9 Butterfinger, 7 Snickers, 6 Hershey Bar, and number 1 Reese's. So you've gotten 4 out of the 10. You've got 6 left. You've got 2 strikes against you, Lise.
Oh, dear.
I think Ted was right with M&M's. I mean, that's strong, right?
Should I guess it?
I would.
Well, what about Twix? He did say Twix.
You going to go Twix?
Yeah.
No Twix
is not on this list.
I like Twix, man.
I love Twix. It's
you
just not on the list. No, you gotta think, man, there's more than just chocolate to this list.
Alright, what about Sour Patch Kids?
No, but you're in the right
like Jolly Ranchers.
No.
Skittles.
Skittles is number 4.
Alright.
Skittles.
Okay.
Get in here, Skittles.
Is that the ultimate fruit candy? Alright.
It is on this list. As far as the top.
One of my
5.
Kids loves Skittles. Well, my son does. I don't so much. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Guys, have any other guesses? Ted, you've already said it 900 times today.
Kit Kat.
Kit Kat's number 2.
All right.
Snickers. Did she guess Snickers?
She guessed Snickers.
3 Musketeers.
Not on the list.
M&M's.
M&M's number 3.
We've got to put M&M's
there. You go. Number 3. Okay. So far, Reese's, Kit Kat, M&M's, Skittles, Hershey Bars, Snickers, and Butterfinger. There are 3 left. 2 are sugar-based candies. 1 is terrible.
Candy corns.
No, but it's on that level of crap.
Taffy.
No, but it's on that level of crap.
What is as bad as candy corns? I mean, other than a bit of honey, that can't be on there.
It should be better than it is, and it just sucks every time.
Circus peanuts?
No, these are candies. Oh, you're talking about the ones that taste like chalk?
Yeah, those big fat orange.
I like those ones.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
I think sugar-based candies.
Sugar-based sweet tarts.
Not a bad guess, but not on the list. Yeah.
So it's sugar. You're saying not chocolate.
One is square. Comes
now
individually
and
wrapped.
Now and laters.
Starburst.
Starburst number 5.
Okay, Starburst.
You are correct. Followed by Nerds at number 8.
Oh, I wouldn't have guessed that. Really?
Nerds are number 8 and number 10 on the most popular candies for Halloween list. That would be the Tootsie Roll, which I just think is.
No.
See what I'm saying? Was that right? It's just in that level of crap.
I think sometimes, too, some of these candies, like, they belong at Halloween. I don't run into Tootsie Rolls a lot, but I feel like all those like bags of the cheap candy always have Tootsie Rolls.
Milk Duds. I feel like there's candies you only either eat at Halloween or you eat at the movie theater and no other time in your life, right?
Your most popular candies for Halloween, number 10, the Tootsie Roll, followed by 9, Butterfinger, 8, Nerds, 7, Snickers, 6, the Hershey Bar, 5, Starburst, 4, Skittles, 3, M&M's, Kit Kat comes in at number 2, and your most popular and favorite Halloween candy, that would be Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Okay, we will drink, we will toast coming up here with a shot of the day. That is a minute's away. And we do have your headlines 1 hour from now, but first a quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a man in Ireland called police to report that he left a bag with $47,000 worth of cocaine on a train.
I don't know how you'd forget that.
I know.
What else are you doing? I have one thing to do here.
Right.
That's to get this from this point to this point.
Mm-hmm.
The
right.
only thing that I forgot was that.
I think I'd say, yeah, we found it.
It's like going to the adoption clinic and leaving the kid at the place.
Right.
You know, when you have the car seat and everything.
Oops.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the store for rice and then leave the bag in the car as I go inside because I didn't go out at all.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. There's a new line of bacon that has ranch flavor in it.
You know, I need to.
Bacon's just fine on its own.
I want the flavor of bacon
when I have bacon.
But does that kind of take the bacon ranch flavor and combine it?
I mean, I'd rather strictly just have bacon. It's not that I don't mind it. I don't mind, like, fries with cheese and bacon and
right.
dipped in ranch dressing. I just don't need the bacon to taste like ranch.
Right.
I need it to taste like bacon.
But you don't want to explore this at all, Miles?
No.
I'll try a piece.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I'll eat it. I like chocolate-covered bacon.
Sure.
It's fine. Chocolate's great on its own. I just don't think that those food items need any help.
Right, but I mean, there's like peppered bacon.
Sure.
Right.
Do something with lima beans. Do something with things that need it. Put ranch flavoring on those. You know what I mean? Like, bacon is okay.
I agree. That doesn't need help. Like with movies. You know, the remake a movie, that was a classic. Like, remake a movie that sucked. It's so like yeah, right with bacon. Right. Bacon's fine. There's nothing wrong with adding the ranch, but like you say, give some love to liver.
Look, if you're in the ER and somebody had their arm cut off, they go first because they're the most severe thing here. Like that's what needs help. That guy without an arm, right? Not me with a cold sitting in the corner, right? I can wait. That's bacon. I can wait.
Bacon is a cold. Lima beans are an amputation.
Yeah, I mean they need some real serious help.
All right, I like it. A treasure hunter was arrested for digging in Yellowstone looking for buried jewels.
I'm guessing you can't dig in Yellowstone.
You are not allowed to dig in Yellowstone, no.
Yeah, I mean, all right. Federal property.
Federal property,
now,
national park.
Did he believe that there's like some specific heist, someone left the jewels, or he's just
something
on a metal
like
detect?
And I'm not working on it, so I don't know for certain, but all I know is that this guy thought that there was some buried chest that had jewels and jewelry and pearls and whatnot in it somewhere, so it's gotta be. Some stagecoach was heading on out here, and then big robbery, but they said, not my chest of jewels, and they buried it.
Did you read the story about the lucky man and his, you know, metal detector?
Yeah, I found a penny.
He found a penny.
All right.
Like 18-something, right? 62 or whatever.
Okay.
I'm thinking to myself, this lucky SOB, what did he do? How much is that penny worth, do you think?
That penny from 1862, that's going to be a pricey one, probably about $5.
It was $200.
$200.
$200? $200? That's chump change.
It is, but for a penny, I'd take the deal.
I know. I mean, I realize it's increased in value a lot, but I thought like the story was going to be like, man, this thing's worth like $20,000.
Yeah, right. I was a little disappointed.
All right, $200. I mean, $200 is like going to Fred Meyer.
Is that a headline? Right, that's the thing. Is that a headline?
Right, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know what is a good headline. I'm a fan of good headlines.
I find a Casio. You know what I mean? Like, it's almost worth that.
A restaurant in New York accidentally served a $2,000 bottle of wine to a customer that had ordered an $18 bottle.
And they tasted the same.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing, is that they also served the group of Wall Street guys that ordered that $2,000 bottle of wine. Yeah, they gave them the
$18. And guess what? They didn't know.
Nope. Because it does say that they told the story, which means, yeah, nobody mentioned it at all.
Yeah, I mean, most people know wine is just a racket.
Yeah. But look, you can't even enjoy it because you don't know what it is. The only reason that you enjoy that bottle of wine is because you believe it's worth $2,000.
Right.
It's not that you don't like the taste of it, but like they didn't get to experience the joy of knowing that they were drinking something that the wine world thinks is a big deal.
Right.
So like they
thought it's an $18 bottle of wine, which is just fine. Like an $18 bottle of wine.
They ordered another $18 bottle of wine when they were done with that one.
Exactly.
Like they didn't know, and neither did the other people. But the other people thought they were drinking the $2,000 bottle of wine.
Right.
So ultimately, they were completely satisfied with the $18 wine that they got, thinking that it was a $2,000
bottle. Because that's all it is.
Why is this bottle $2,000?
Right.
Because I said so.
Yeah, exactly.
The San Antonio fire chief landed himself in hot water after he was photographed eating sushi off of a naked woman's body.
What's wrong with that?
He's the fire chief. Well,
where do you eat your sushi?
Why is that only with sushi?
What?
That's like a sushi thing.
You can't put ranch in a belly button. Or
dessert
to dip tots.
People do body shots all the time, though.
Yeah, yeah, but they don't. But you're not running it down their body into the glass. You know, the glass is just there. But like, people eat sushi for whatever. One.
This is the first I've ever heard of somebody eating sushi off of a body.
Really?
Oh yeah,
no, it's a big deal in Japan.
It's like a thing.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Typically, the woman's naked.
And then she's cut, sure. So you make her look like a mermaid or something, right? But the fin is made of sushi.
I'd like to see some sliders.
See, I'm down with that.
Would you lend your naked body for a platter of people in a foreign country?
No.
Okay.
In a foreign country, yes.
Foreign country, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I put an onion ring around its nipple.
You know, that's not where I put them.
I'm just thinking about the amount of body hair I have.
If they still want to eat, like, they, okay.
Would you do an onion tower?
I would do an onion tower, yes.
Where would you put your dipping sauce?
You got to find it.
Campfire sauce.
Look, a chocolate fountain.
Get them frickles on the belly button.
Yeah, I'd have little sliders, frickles, all that kind of stuff.
Hell yeah.
Like slider
pieces.
Finger food.
Yeah.
Maybe just a big slab of brisket on my forehead.
That's top is Ted.
How about just a 6-foot sub all the way up and down?
That'd be heaven.
Yeah.
Use it like a hug pillow. Whatever.
Man, I love a party sub.
Oh, man. A new poll found the most stressful things about driving. So I do have the top 10 here. So let's have a little bit of fun. What are the most stressful things about driving?
Other drivers.
Other drivers isn't a bad call. Miles, stressful things about driving?
Oh, trying to find a bathroom, I guess, maybe.
Okay. If you need to stop. Ted, what is one of the most stressful things about driving?
I mean, just driving.
Just driving in general.
The fatigue of it.
Okay, so these are the 10 most stressful things about driving. Number 10, merging onto a busy highway.
Yeah,
can be, sure.
For me, it's when I was a new driver. That was really where that anxiety came from. But
yeah,
then,
absolutely.
Once you realize that other cars don't want to hit you, right, mm-hmm. you're going to be okay. Number 9, parallel parking, especially if people are watching you. 1 in 5 people say that they try their best to avoid parallel parking in general.
No, I'm fine with that.
Agreed.
Yeah, it's not a problem.
I think it depends on where you live.
And who's watching.
Like, I've known people that just didn't grow up in a city, so they were terrified to parallel park.
Right.
Well, and parallel parking in the city, like you said, if you haven't been around it, is terrifying, because you basically need to stop traffic in order to hurry up.
Right. Get it right.
But that was one thing that my old man, like, ground into my head when I started driving. Like, we took lesson after lesson after lesson and all kinds of exercises to try to get parallel parking down, so now I can do it without any kind of trouble whatsoever.
But back in the day, man, if you're parking on a hill,
you
had a stick, right?
Oh, that was...
I mean, you're just riding that clutch like, because you can't drift back into the car behind you, you know what I mean?
So, well, you're not supposed to.
Right.
I mean, you can.
These are the most stressful things about driving. Number 8, driving down a road that's too narrow.
Doesn't bother me.
Man.
It doesn't happen much, but there's been a few occasions where I'm like, I hate this.
I went to Scotland, and those roads are very, very narrow, and their buses are very, very big, and that's nerve-wracking.
I don't like driving where there's a cliff on one side. You know what I mean? Where you're going to look over and go, man, that guardrail ain't keeping crap on this road.
Agreed. Number 7, when you can't find a parking space. I agree with that one. Yeah. And yet again, that's like you said, Ted, it depends on where you grew up at.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, I mean, in my neighborhood, it can really suck, especially on a Saturday afternoon. You're going to have to keep driving around.
Absolutely.
Around.
Not only are you going to have to drive out there, but then you got to walk a mile and a half in order to get to the restaurant.
People aren't coming and going like they used to. It's not like spaces are opening up.
Yeah.
People are parking their car and going and they're home for days.
Yeah. We're going to take a day out of it. So, these are the most stressful things about driving. Number 6, when a warning light comes on.
It's just a pain in the ass because I know I got to spend money.
No, you just look at which thing lit up, right? Because a certain one, apparently check engine means nothing to anyone, right? People, it's been on for a year and a half. Anything else, people have an instant response.
It should be, the light should be a dollar sign. That's all.
But it should
How many dollar signs?
Right, it's how many dollar signs. Because if it's $1 sign, like, I don't care, right? Four of them light up, you're like, crap.
Exactly.
I got to think, Greg, yeah. Something bad is about to happen.
And that's what they do. They put that light on there just to annoy you and pester you until you get in there and you spend money. Mm-hmm. And then, like, well, once you come here, we'll turn the light off.
Right. I know. Right? That's the whole thing.
It's like, why can't I turn the light off? I know.
Right.
But no, you got to come to me to turn the light off. Exactly. You give me money.
I've already filled up my tires. Why is my tire light still on?
Right.
That must be short.
Mm-hmm. Number five, when a big truck is driving right next to you.
I don't mind that as much because they're professionals. That,
right.
That's their job. That's their livelihood. That's what they're the best at.
Yeah.
So as far as being on the road, the truck drivers are the best drivers on the road. You know, obviously there's exceptions to every rule. Everybody has accidents. But as far as being cautious and being good drivers, most of the time it's guys with CDL license.
You ever been sandwiched between two, one on either side?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and part of it, too, is just with the big trucks. I mean, they just have giant blind spots. It's not a matter of being a good or bad driver. Like,
right.
There's a certain time when you're next to that thing,
right.
They can't see you.
You always keep looking at the mirror to make sure you can maintain eye contact.
And I am.
Yep, you can still see me. Cool. All right.
You guys know me. I'm a speed demon. I'm a bit of a, I'll say it, I'm an aggressive driver. I do my best driving around the trucks just because I know what it takes them.
Sure.
I'll cut off a little Honda Civic. I don't give a damn. I'm not going to. I make sure that, he's got good brakes.
It doesn't matter. His car will be stolen next week.
Exactly. But if I'm pulling in front of a truck, I give him 8 car lengths before I actually pull over there because, like you said, Miles, he's probably the best driver out there, but he's driving 6 tons worth of metal that he can't maneuver near as easily as I can. So, yeah, I agree with you on that one. These are the most stressful things about driving. Number 4, hitting a big pothole.
Well, sure.
Yeah. I mean, that's just going to mess up your car, too.
Or if you're on a scooter, you might die.
You guys ever apologize to your car after you hit it?
No, I just go, oh.
Now, cars only get bitched at. You try to read it, like, come on, baby, just start for me. Otherwise, most people just yell at their car the whole time.
Mm-hmm. You get on on 2 wheels, man, and get that. You know, man, it's more than just in a pothole. It's a shot to the Jimmy. I've seriously, that was the last time where I really took one hard.
Yeah.
It was just pothole. I was like, oh, God.
Yay.
You forget what that feels like, you know? I mean, if you haven't had it in a while.
Number 3, tailgaters. Now we've finally gotten to somebody else being involved.
I mean, it pisses me off, but I guess that's a form of stress.
If I have a tailgater, I'm in the wrong lane.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. These are the most stressful things about driving. Number 2, driving in an area that you don't know very well, even with GPS.
Well, sure. GPS isn't a guarantee.
That's why you got to turn the volume down.
Exactly.
It'd look better.
I've always had good locational awareness, so I don't mind if I'm in an area that I don't know. I know where the general direction that I need to go.
I think it depends on the area you're in.
That's fair. Come on, baby, don't break down on me.
In like Southeast D.C., you're like, yeah, we need to get the F out of here now.
It's just not easy to figure out because the roads are they're sprawling outward from the center.
Gotcha.
So the French architect who did it.
Oh, D.C.?
No, yeah. I mean, you don't know which direction you're going. You're just going outward toward a beltway someplace.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Yeah, I think sometimes, too, for me, it only really bugs me if, like, I get lost. Like, I generally have a sense. But when you're actually lost, it's like,
lost, yeah.
Right. Need to break out the old Eagle Scout maneuvers. And this is the most stressful thing about driving as voted by the people. It makes sense. Tough driving conditions.
Well, yeah.
People rank driving in the snow as the most stressful, then driving in rain, driving in fog, and driving at night.
Yeah. Having sex while driving.
Exactly.
Terrible condition.
Exactly. People don't know how to drive in any one of them. Let's see here. A car thief in Australia not only picked the wrong car to steal, but made it way too easy to get caught.
How's that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Think of my cock. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This. We will take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK. All right, have we made it to drinking time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.